Growing Healthy Pigs podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Growing Healthy Pigs podcast. I'm Serena Shanahan, veterinary technical manager for pigs at MSD Animal Health UK. This is the podcast that talks about key industry news and updates within the pig sector. In this episode, we're discussing combination vaccines and the benefits they provide to both pigs and producers. So if you're listening to us in the shed, tractor, or in your kitchen while you rustle up some dinner, I hope it's pork on your plate, get comfy and stay tuned. Combination vaccines allow producers to provide pigs with immunity against two or more diseases in one application. The aim of this is to reduce the number of times producers need to handle their pigs and can therefore provide benefits to health, welfare and labour. Today we're joined by our very own Ingrid Potter to discuss stress parameters in pigs when it comes to vaccination and how combination vaccines can benefit pig health and welfare. We will also be joined by production manager at North Farm Livestock, Wayne Benifer. Wayne is joining us to share his experience of using combination vaccines on farm. Welcome to you both.
Hello, Serena.
It's really great to have you both here. So yeah, just slight change of things. Ingrid, I'm jumping into Ingrid's spot and we're going to use your animal behaviour expertise here.
Apparently so, Serena. Yes, it's very weird being in the hot seat today, so I am feeling what my guests feel every week. But yes, very happy to join from, as I say, a behaviour perspective. So thank you for having me as a guest today.
Yeah, Wayne, it's great to have some real on-farm experience. Yeah, your use of the combination vaccine, how it impacts on you and your staff, I suppose. So let's dive in then. Wayne, first question for you, really.
Yes.
You've been using combination vaccines on-farm. Could you give us an overview of your system and just explain how and when you use the combination vaccines?
Yeah, so we're quite a simple system, a single parity system, where we just have one lot of sows come into the farm and we basically shut the doors. We have nothing else come onto farm, so we're very high health. Our vaccines are normally done at 6 and 3 weeks before a sow has her litter. And we also do some mass vaccines as well, you know, during the year.
Perfect. I guess from a practical perspective, how have you found using combination vaccines?
Practically, they're much better. Obviously, if we can get the same amount of cover with less intervention to the sow, it's much better for the animal, much better for us, frees us up to do other things. But yeah, there's no downside to it, there's only upside.
Good answer.
So yes, Wayne, I mean, when you do your piglets, you're combining your PCV and your MHIO, you're doing that in one intervention, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes.
Yeah. And is that a benefit for you? I mean, had you originally been doing two individual vaccines and moved toward a single intervention?
Yes, so yeah, we had been doing two and obviously been doing it with needle, and we now do it the needle's idle system. So yeah, much, much better. So it saves on time, gives us a much more productive day for the rest of the animal. And we found that, you know, it's much more practical and that you don't get that stress factor that you get in a piglet vaccination.
Absolutely. Good focus on good welfare for both the animals and the people, which if you can hit that balance, you know, between using your idle and the combined vaccines and doing the best for your people as well as your pigs, it's, yeah, really great to hear. Ingrid, maybe you could just explain a little bit to us, what do we mean when we refer to stress parameters in pigs?
Yeah, I think this is, it's really great, I think, that we're coming together to discuss things like this. I remember when I first came into the industry and had talked about animal behaviour with regard to pigs, and it was something, I guess, kind of 8-10 years ago that was poo-pooed, but I think we are becoming more open to discussing kind of welfare and stress parameters. So I think first and foremost, we can't hide from the fact that weaning is an incredibly stressful period for our pigs. Everybody is aware of that. But the more interventions we have with our pigs at that time is increasing the stress that we see. So, I mean, obviously you can have the kind of scientific parameters and we can look at things like increased cortisol levels, which is kind of a measure that in scientific study that we look at. But I think more importantly for a farm application are things like behavioural changes. And I kind of see this in two separate ways. So we can certainly see an increase in negative fighting behaviour. We see a lot of kind of belly nudging. A lot of this is when we see an increase in things like tail and flank biting. But we also can see things, especially in the more intensive systems, we kind of see this like passive behaviour where we see pigs that will just sit there, look a little bit lethargic, and they literally are just allowing themselves to be bullied, and that's what we see from the kind of more subservient pigs, if you will. So it's really key. See, we know weaning is a stressful time, and I'm talking about this particularly because I think this is where we've seen the greatest move with our producers, moving from maybe individual HIO vaccines and PCV vaccines, bringing them into one combined time, only handling the pig once, or at least one needle going into the pig. Because I think it's very easy to kind of overlook, and I know we've got things like intradermal in the marketplace now, but that needle intervention can really spike a huge pain reaction for our piglets, especially as we repeatedly use that needle and it becomes blunt. So I think it is important to just be aware of how this is affecting our pigs afterward, and be aware that the fewer interventions we have, the more quickly we will see them return to their natural behaviours.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose that leads into the stress at weaning time and how that would impact their performance post-weaning.
Absolutely.
So any comments really on that? Behaviour changes post-weaning, it doesn't just affect the pig at the time of weaning and what we do to them, but afterwards.
Yes, you're absolutely right. That's a really important concept to talk about, because we don't want welfare to be this thing that's floating up there, that kind of dirty word that's like, well, yes, we're ticking the boxes. It's not about ticking boxes, and it's not about just being seen to be doing the right thing. If you are increasing the stress at weaning when time's already stressful, if you're handling your pigs poorly, if you are intervening more than necessary, what we will see is one, heightened stress actually opens the pathways for disease coming in, but also what we see is we see pigs that will return much slower to natural behavior. So we will see them can be 30 or 40 hours before they actually show interest in eating and feeding. And let's face it, I'm sure Wayne will back me up here, every producer wants their pigs to be getting on and growing. So I think it's really important that we start to think about how we reduce that stress, and this combination vaccine for me is something I'm hearing a lot about, and how we can handle our pigs less. Wayne, I mean, is that something you can connect with on
100%,
farm?
100%, yeah, that is, it's a massive difference. You were talking about how you know, the pigs react to that stress point of wean in any way, and if we make that even worse, and you're right, and I've seen it many times where a piglet will just go off food and even water really for a good 24 hours or more.
Absolutely.
And that's a massive impact on his future, yeah, if you like, and it can, like you say, open up the doorway to other things.
And I think as well, you're a current intradermal user as well. Did you, even making that switch, and I know we're talking about combinations, but it's about how we can combine into one intervention. Did you even see, was that a noticeable difference between?
Massively noticeable, yeah, in their behaviour. And they very quickly, with that system, go back to normal behaviour. Almost immediately,
yeah,
from the minute you put them down, they'll happily eat or, yeah, drink, or they'll start messing around with each other.
When do you think that the use of combined or combination vaccines has affected the efficiency of your vaccines, or at the time of your vaccination process?
It's got to, because there's less chance of getting it wrong. You know, the more you're doing something, the more chance there is of it going wrong. So if we can combine that into a single dose, then that's got to be the way.
Yeah. Reduce time probably,
exactly,
and
yeah,
doing,
yeah,
the vaccines just, yeah, one rather than two or three. I just wondered, Wayne, what were the main drivers behind introducing combination vaccines on farm?
Yeah, I mean, time is definitely a factor. You know, with bigger herds, you're always up against it on time, but definitely more for, you know, welfare and stress levels in the pig. We all know that, you know, they're big driving factors in the pig doing well going forward, and that's what we want to achieve. And so that they have, you know, as close to a normal life and natural behaviour as possible. We want to intervene as little as possible. So by combining things, that achieves that better.
Wayne, what are the benefits of this to the producer or farm worker, and how has it affected the bottom line?
I mean, it's definitely going to have an impact on bottom line, because if you stress a pig, and obviously, you know, they catch something because of stress, which can happen, that's obviously going to have an effect on your bottom line. But to lose those 24 hours by not getting it right at wean and then not getting that vaccine right, yeah, is definitely going to have an effect on the bottom line. What that figure would be, I don't know. But, you know, that first 24 hours to 48 hours is probably the most important part of the transition from weaning. And so the better we make that, the smoother that transition is, and the better growth rate you'll get.
Absolutely, I fully agree. Just as much as, and you alluded to it as well, Ingrid, the more you can keep the stress down, the better response you have to vaccines, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And returning to normal behaviour, like you're eating and you're drinking, which you want to keep going all the time.
Yeah.
I suppose a question to both of you, in terms of the combination vaccines, what would you like to see in the industry going forward?
Certainly from my point of view, and I think, you know, I talk about this a lot with producers, the more we can look to get licenses where we can combine vaccinations, you know, we're still pretty slow on, and I know vaccines take 15 years to come to market, there's an awful lot of R&D that goes into it, but the more we can support our producers, you know, we're seeing, especially with our sows, and I think this is something, you know, certainly Wayne and I have talked about in the past, like our sows are becoming very needle shy, we're seeing an awful lot more interventions in our sows, so we've already seen that happening in our piglets, and I think we need to kind of run with that and see, well, look, we can see the welfare benefits in our piglets, so how can we help our sows? How can we start to look at combining vaccines, combining interventions, because, you know, welfare starts at our sow.
I completely agree with you. You know, the more combination vaccinations we can do going forward, the better it's going to be for all concerned.
The whole industry, yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you very much for being a guest on your own podcast.
It's been a delight.
And thank you, Wayne, for your time and contributing.
No worries.
Both of your opinions are really, really useful and valuable to all of us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Growing Healthy Pigs podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on your chosen platform and follow us on LinkedIn for regular updates on the pig industry, plus the latest tips from our ambassador farmers. See you next time.
The Growing Healthy Pigs podcast.